So, I mean, I was listening to like a 5 minute song on the way over here, and I was like, yeah, see, this is why it slaps.
Because it's long enough.
It's long enough. We get the ride.
You wanna guess the color of my underwear.
That's that entire song.
But I think what's also the challenge of this is there's so many little great components of that song, and you love it when they come. That, like, extending it kind of...
That's true.
It's like taking a TV show too long.
The novelty wears off. Yeah. There's a blinker noise in that song.
Oh, yeah.
And every single time I think my blinker's on, I'm like, I'm not moving.
I'm not moving.
You know who I really miss on my television every week?
Who?
Angeria and Roxy.
Yeah.
I miss them.
I miss them, too. I miss Angeria most. Because Roxy, I like, but I can take or leave. I just love Angeria. She's just good entertainment, fun, good person.
Oh!
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 Whoa!
Whoa, hello there, everybody.
Oh, and,
hi. Welcome
to
Drag Trash. The show where everybody matters, especially the points.
Yes, they all matter, and you do too.
You have 5 points, I have 3 points, but I've got time to catch up.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
No one's really keeping score.
I mean, I'm not.
No, me neither.
I am. Well, I just told you I had 3 and you had 5.
I have 5. I wonder why I'm beating you. How does that work?
I don't know. I don't make up the rules. I just keep the score.
Mm.
It's kind of like the Olympics. Like, where are the rules?
I love that you just keep the score, but you're losing.
I mean, this says something about my psyche, right?
Right, right.
Mm. Speaking of poor psyches, poor Eureka.
Poor Eureka
kicked
out.
It's only fresh in my mind because we just watched it.
Yeah, we were watching Canada's Drag Race versus the World, and Eureka left.
You know, feel bad for her.
A little bit?
Well, she cried.
She did cry.
I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Wanted to hug her.
Okay.
From about 10 feet away.
She's had a tough year so far.
Yeah.
And it's only August. Yeah.
I mean, that's, the year is almost over.
Right.
The holidays are about to hit and it's just a...
Oh, from there, you're right.
Ugh.
Oh, that's so true. I didn't think about that.
I know,
we're
I
really
hate
close
that.
To that.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, but like, that's so negative. Why don't we talk about things that we love?
Oh, you're just starting with that?
Before we forget.
Ooh.
So
we're
in
starting
the,
a new segment,
a new little
right?
segment. It's a different format.
It's a different format. You thought of it.
Oh, okay.
You did think of it, right? Or did I think of it?
I don't remember now.
Is it my point?
Is it your point? Yeah, give yourself a
Am
point.
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
No, I think you said it.
Did I? Mm. Well, in the grand tradition of all gay men.
Yeah.
Who say, love it.
Love it.
After everything.
Love.
Love. Insert. Yeah. And I also love it when you insert. But we're going to just take some time to talk about some things we love this week.
God.
Just
okay.
this week.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
Okay. So do you have anything? Do you want to start?
I'll start because it's the obvious one in the room.
Oh, okay.
I love scooters. Scooters.
Love it.
Let me tell you. This is my frozen one that I brought for this specifically. Well, it was frozen.
Right.
It's now not frozen.
Right.
As you can see, the caffeine is really great.
Just jumping.
Scooters.
Yeah.
Love scooters.
Love it.
Hashtag paid.
Paid.
Not
oh my
really.
God. Not really. But could you imagine?
You know, I have a friend there. I feel really bad because she probably knows my name because I use the app, right?
Right.
I don't know her name. Mm-hmm. I should know her name.
You could ask.
They should wear name tags.
You're like, that sounds difficult.
Listen, I've never been good with names.
Same.
Never been good with names. It's very flattering when people know my name.
Yeah.
I only know my enemies' names.
Who?
Jan.
Jan.
She knows who she is.
I thought you were about to say James.
Oh.
No, I was just like, Jan. I was fully expecting that.
No.
Jan Sport?
Oh, no. Love Jan Sport.
Oh.
No, Jan, she's somebody.
Okay.
She lives in St. Louis. Hate her.
Known. Now.
Mm.
Well, I don't know who she is, though. You can tell me later.
She's a customer at work.
That's very valid.
Hey, Jan.
And do you know what?
Wait, we're doing the positive.
When I used to do retail as well,
yeah.
I mean, we were ruthless with customers that we didn't like, behind their backs, of course. Because truly, some of the worst of humanity is expressed in those moments. Anyway, do you have another one or do I need to go now?
I mean, I could go again, but
yeah, you go again because I think I'm still thinking.
God.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well,
what do you love this week?
This week, I love, in addition to the coffees,
You almost smacked me in the face.
Love So much so I almost almost wrote him an email today. Not today, but this week. Nathan Hill.
Oh.
You know who that is?
No, I don't. Who's that?
Author.
Okay.
I just finished his newest book. It came out like 6 months ago.
Oh. His newest.
I don't think I'll ever read a book that'll make me feel that way again. It's one of those books like Bret Easton Ellis where like you're reading it and you're just like, this person understands exactly the way that my mind works.
Yep.
Our brains work so similarly
yep.
that when you're reading something and you're just like, they get it.
Yeah. It's sort of like the ultimate fantasy of inhabiting somebody else
like
and
you
feeling
found a twin.
So familiar
yes.
there and being like, wow, there is some commonality between humans.
Yes.
And we think it's, I mean, obviously completely different, but that closeness is really special.
And we find it through art.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And it's like, I'm expressing my deeper self, mm-hmm. expressing itself through art.
Yeah.
And that is what is connecting to other people.
Yeah.
And that is so effing beautiful.
It
Nathan
is.
Hill. The book is
Nathan
called
Hill.
Wellness.
Okay.
It is about a relationship.
Okay.
It is about a man and woman, heterosexual relationship.
Okay.
They live in Chicago,
okay.
and it kind of just is this moment in their life.
Great.
Oh my God.
Is it
I
sad?
Cried.
Yeah.
It's just slice of life.
Great.
But the woman works for like a placebo company.
Okay.
And there's all of these really wonderful themes of like, are the things that we are interacting with on a daily basis just placebos?
Oh.
And so it like
for
digs
something
into that.
Deeper.
It digs into that. Mm. It digs into the whole like earlier when you were talking about algorithms.
Yeah.
Not on the show, but at the table.
Right.
Oh my God. The man in the book, his father is a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
And he lives in the middle of nowhere, Kansas.
Okay.
And he hates his wife. They don't even interact really.
Sure.
And he sits on his computer in the basement all day and Facebook feeds him conspiracy theories and trash. And so he's constantly like berated with all of these terrible things. And finally the son is like, I cannot help you dig yourself out of this anymore.
Right.
I have to unfriend you. And his father, spoiler alert, has a heart attack and dies. The next chapter is literally him in Kansas at the funeral.
Oh my God.
And I just like,
that's
so real.
That's too real.
Oh, because like literally his father's typing on the computer, messaging, Facebook messaging, like, I don't feel good. I feel sick and is dead.
That's so scary. I'm also having
God.
The biggest deja vu right
oh my
now.
God, are you?
Yeah.
Right place, right time, safe spot.
Like, and it must be on film. What is
just
this?
A little bit.
Do you know? I'm going to blame the lip gloss.
That's what it is. It's transference.
And it's pulling all of my product
yes,
up.
Yes, it is. That's just the way it is, though.
I'm coming after them, though.
Well, it's because women
it's
aren't
L'Oreal
supposed to speak.
Lip gloss.
You're not supposed to speak. You're not supposed to use your mouth. So the gloss is just supposed to stay there.
It just keeps going.
Anyway, this book, it's called Wellness.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the most amazing books I've read in a very long time.
I love it.
So much so,
I just have to talk like this for a short
that's
time.
Okay. So yeah. much so, I almost wrote a long note in it. And sent it to Mariah. Almost did.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Because I felt like, oh, I think she would really enjoy this book.
I think you should still do that.
I should still do that.
It's really beautiful.
Love that book.
I mean, get a
I'll
different
buy a copy.
Different copy. Yeah.
But, oh my God, it's a chonker too.
Mm.
It's like 700 pages.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she'll get into that. You know that's a tough sell for me.
Because like, they grow up in the 90s,
right.
this couple, and it's sort of akin to Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Okay.
Did you ever watch that?
I've watched it, I've never read it.
Though. They kind of, their college experience is a little bit like that.
Okay.
So it's sort of this idea of, I fell in love with somebody, you know, 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and how that love evolves,
mm-hmm.
and how we as humans sort of are, because of the way that our makeup, our buildup of our genes
mm-hmm.
is, we fear this idea of being comfortable. Because if we're comfortable, then
we're
sort of stasis and we're unsafe.
Mm.
And so like the male in this relationship is okay with that,
mm-hmm.
but the woman is having these intense desires to
do something else.
And it's just like, because our minds are constantly saying, you're in danger.
Yeah.
You're in danger.
Yeah.
You're in danger. And you have to constantly say, I'm doing okay.
I'm okay.
I am okay. Yeah. We live in a world right now, currently, mm-hmm. where most of us, well, a lot of us right now are okay.
Safe, yeah.
And wonderful book.
Great. Wonderful. Wow, yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Love it. Love it.
Love it.
Love it. I love, I talked to you a little bit about it earlier, this documentary about John Galliano called High and Low. And it's just really good. If you know anything about them, about him, he's a designer, really, really big in the early 2000s when he was the creative director at Dior. Mm-hmm. People still reference those shows constantly. But he had a really, really big falling out when he had some blackout drunk moments in Paris and said some really anti-Semitic and racist things and has been on kind of like a public apology thing since, while also back designing again for Maison Margiela.
Gotta make
and
that money.
Has been, I think, only a few years after the initial incident.
Yeah.
So, but all that being said, the documentary really does get into it, doesn't shy away from it, mm-hmm. and talks about what I think is really relevant, which is this kind of like public accountability, public apologies. How do we hold figures of that stature accountable? Sure. And they don't shy away from it. I thought it was really, really good. And he's in it. He's interviewed. And as well as many of the major players, too, like Anna Wintour is interviewed.
Who's the woman who threw that phone? Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell's in it. Kate Moss. All of these really big fashion journalists, if you're into that. I mean, it's a really good documentary.
Wow.
Really good. Love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three things, ladies and gentlemen.
Three things. And if you're in it just for the clothes, just watch it for the clothes.
Oh,
interesting on all kinds of fronts. I think that's all I got.
All
I think
it?
I only
it?
Love one thing this week.
All right, I'll tell you another thing.
Okay,
this
go.
Week.
Go, go, go.
This is actually an extensive love affair. The Billy L'Amour wigs.
Beautiful. Show it off. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So beautiful.
Love her.
Moves.
Through Etsy. Instagram, Billy L'Amour wigs.
Yeah.
Love
shout
her.
Out.
Love her wigs.
Tag.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
Billy.
Yes.
Yeah.
She does like live performances in Palm Springs. She's a Palm Springs queen, so you know that they're like,
she knows good.
You gotta up the ante, right?
Well, you gotta add the more hair because it's gonna be falling out because it's hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
You gotta have that good secure wig.
You gotta have that
good. It's like Florida queens.
Roxy. How does she do it? How does she do it?
You know, I can't remember who said this when, but they're like, they're truly not wearing that much clothing. Like, it's kind of a cultural thing for drag down there as well, but they are, like, half naked.
That's true. That's
and it has to be, because you just couldn't... Like, I don't know how you pad and do those layers and go
that's
perform.
True.
Makeup, wig, whatever, I think that's where I would call it, too, in that climate.
I mean...
Aspen?
Here.
Pack it on.
I'm just like, okay, how many layers have I got on?
Right. Let it out.
Sorry.
Let it go.
Sorry.
I love it. I know. You know what? I love thinking of that segment this week. I'm going to go ahead and claim it. I love it.
That's what you love, coming up with new things.
I do like new ideas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Change is hard.
Change is hard. But it can be exciting.
I don't know if I have any other things that I love this week.
There's a lot to complain about.
You know what I really hate that Scott and I watched last night?
What?
One episode of, and we're going to make you sit through an episode of it.
What?
It's short.
Okay.
The American version of Kath and Kim.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh.
Do you know what's wild is?
What?
I remember when that came out on TV, and I didn't watch it, but I remember being like, what is this about? And then I heard it was a transfer show, and I was like, oh, whatever. And then later got into Kath and Kim. Isn't it Molly Shannon and Anna
Selma
Faris?
Blair.
Selma Blair.
Would have been better as Anna Faris.
Yes, because Selma Blair, what?
Okay. There are, they have lifted actual bits of dialogue from the show
nope,
and put it into
nope,
the show.
No, nope.
And then they, like, insert their own written stuff.
You cannot mix.
No, because when they're doing the American part that is the new written stuff, I'm like, this is the show that I think they're trying to make. Mm. Because you cannot recreate that Kath and Kim. It doesn't work.
It is too specific.
Does not work.
It's too specific to try out somewhere else. It's about those two people in Australia, in that area of Australia at that time.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It cannot be, because the humor.
And there's some of this, there's some of it that, like, reads too real. Like,
right.
I never feel like these people are complete and totally wacko.
No, and I mean, you're meant to laugh at them a bit.
Yes.
And they're always very careful about, like, I don't know, like, being, they've got the good balance.
It's bad.
And if you're laughing at them for the wrong reasons, too, as well, I don't know. It's like, that's such an alchemical show.
I did laugh really hard about
that's
three
a good
times,
word.
Though.
Yeah.
Alchemical is a good word. Three times I did laugh.
Okay.
Three times.
Molly Shannon is really funny.
She's really
And
kind.
She can lift a lot.
And, I mean, I'll pretty much listen to anything Mikey Day says coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
You know who he is?
Nope.
He's on SNL.
Does he do Weekend Update?
No, that's Colin.
Colin. Just. I don't know who you're talking about.
Anyways, he's in it.
Okay.
He plays the younger guy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Terrible. Mm. Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Well, and are they trying to do the same kind of characters?
Yes. A little bit.
Because those are also so, again, specific. I have no other words. It's like, I don't know how you make that work elsewhere.
Have you watched it?
Oh. Well, have you watched the original Kath and Kim? If you haven't, run, don't walk. And absolutely start with the gay episode first. It is one of the funniest episodes. When she thinks that her daughter is a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes out on town. On the town. And she...
The
it's
mall.
It's this segment. She's just at the mall. And it's this segment of her seeing, like, the word gay and les everywhere that she looks.
Yes.
And it is TV gold.
They try to do, like, the voiceovers, too.
Oh,
like,
no.
Just twice, though. It doesn't work.
Because that's another thing, too. It's like the accent, the way they talk is so funny. Oh.
Yeah, too
no,
bad.
No, you can't do that.
Too bad.
Right. And, like, what's the American... Is there an American equivalent of that show where it's, like, you couldn't replicate it outside of the country at the time?
Well, I was thinking about this because I went immediately to The Office, which is actually another transfer show.
Yep.
And I was like, but there's something about the American Office that actually does work.
Well, they shift it to American work culture.
Well, I mean, this takes place in New Jersey.
What I'm saying is, like, I don't know how they didn't
shift
take
everything.
On more of the New Jersey-ness.
It should have just been, like Sookie.
Right, exactly.
Snooki.
Right, so Sookie.
Sookie.
What did you say?
I'm Sookie Baby.
I'm Sookie.
Sookie Baby.
Sookie
what
Baby, ladies and
drag
gentlemen.
Sookie Baby.
Sookie Baby.
Not good.
Damn.
But now I feel like I have to come up with another love because I really dogged on that.
Mm.
God, what do
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe Will and Grace?
What about Will and Grace?
Do you think that that's our couldn't work outside anywhere else kind of show?
No, because doesn't that play like everywhere?
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like trying to recreate it, like if Australia tried to do Will and Grace.
I mean, no, I think something as stupid as like Frasier or Seinfeld.
Those are better examples.
Those two shows.
Oh, Seinfeld?
I've never been able to get into either of those two shows.
No.
So I feel like.
Frasier I can get into, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Frasier?
I like Frasier. I do. And do you know what works really well about it is David Hyde Pierce. He's the best part of it.
Singer. Actor.
A real actor, yeah. Dancer. Wrote the foreword to Uta Hagen. To one of the editions I have.
I didn't read that book.
I love that. Just say it. Sorry, Tim.
I tried. And you know what? I found it to be a bunch of bullshit.
Okay.
No, she's speaking the truth. You know what the bullshit was?
It's just like, it's always trying to communicate something that makes a lot of sense to that person.
Yes.
To everybody, and acting hasn't found a one way in, which is why people do divide up into these schools.
Yes. Because I think as long as you get to that place where you are faking yourself out, you've made it.
You gotta fake yourself out. You're right. You have to make yourself believe it. You're right.
Because if you're not making yourself believe it, and, you know, putting verbs on different lines in order to make yourself feel it,
that works for some people.
That works for you, that's great.
Yeah. That's not your way.
Listen, there was one time where, you know, we were supposed to write journals. This is so bad.
Oh, character journals. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he's like, if there's something in there you don't want me to read, just black it out. There were like 2 pages I didn't write anything on, but I blacked it out.
I live.
Because you know what I said? You don't need to know anything about my life.
No. And you know what? You also had a reputation at that point where you're like, he's going to believe it.
Listen, speaking of alchemical.
You're like, call me on it. Call me on it.
Yeah, call me on it. The man who actually was my mentor, who I was like, came in and was like, these are the classes I'm taking because you have absolutely no idea how a college works.
Right.
And I was the only person to graduate in 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. And they kept changing the catalog on us, too. Anyway, we won't get off on that.
Don't go to college.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's just going to make you more frustrated in your lame job.
That is true. Because you know what? Those people above you will have not gone to college. Mm-mm. And they don't know the critical thinking Mm-mm. skills. And you're just going to be stuck there saying, I know more than you.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because you're going to be making that latte anyway.
That's true. So you know what? Where's my drink?
Scooters. What else do you love?
I love my hair. I've been playing with my hair a little bit more this week. I know it doesn't look different.
It does.
But to me it is. And I love...
space.
Chair. I don't know.
You love space.
I do love space. What's new with space this week? Let me think. Oh, they're continually finding more water under Mars.
That's exciting.
Astro Alexandra thinks that there's even more water down there than we
really?
Think.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think that it's going to be a situation where they're just going to send drills into space?
At some point when we've developed that technology.
Don't you think we should just put a cage around our Earth, though, and say, no, you can't leave until you fix this planet?
That would be cool.
Because we ain't going to different planets just to destroy those.
Oh, I know. I mean, and that is what we would do.
It's kind of like how, you know, Jupiter's the biggest planet in our solar system, right? And the reason why it's so great is because... what?
It's so great.
Well, it's true. It's because Jupiter is the main reason why Earth is still here.
It's true.
Because Jupiter sucks all of the meteors and asteroids into its own atmosphere.
It's true.
It's so big that the rocks are like, Her.
And it's true. There's all of these very, very special things that have made us be here.
It's true.
Our proximity to the sun as well.
We should just say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Earth.
Thank you.
How can we treat you better so we can keep living here? Yes.
And here we are, making you hotter.
Here we are.
Drilling holes into you. Giving you a facelift.
Ooh, those were all really good double entendres.
Did you like it?
I did like that.
Well, I really hate in summer that summer is like, you know, road work season.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, we got to like make all our roads livable again.
Right.
So in the dead of summer, they're like dumping asphalt, paving over, and they're like, okay, it might hold up till December. We'll see. Then we start it all over again.
One good rain, and I see all that new shit come up.
I just like, what are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen?
And then I go online and we're looking at like the future of asphalt and like the future of energy and like heat pumps under houses and stuff like that. And I'm just like, the solutions are all around us. We're just not using them.
Why? Okay, this is really expensive.
Okay.
But
I like expensive.
Why don't they just make heated roads?
That's a good point. They can do that. We have the technology.
Never have an excuse not to go to work again. Or school.
Did you hear that?
Although, you know, I think they're trying to make everybody homeschool their kids.
I think that a lot of Christians want that.
Oh, we've had so many people in the store getting homeschool books. Mm. It's wild.
Well.
A little scary.
A little scary. And in Missouri, honestly, if you have like a little queer kid, I guess I don't blame you that much.
Yeah, but they're all buying books out of the Christian section.
Right. So that's not bad.
So they're like, yeah, my kid is gay, but how do you make them love Jesus?
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. It's not. It's still the Christian people.
And, you know, Jesus can love you.
For a price.
Your soul.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the thing that makes you you. Yeah.
Did you ever think that maybe Jesus is just Satan in disguise?
Do you ever think of that one? He did resurrect himself. I don't know. Sounds dark-sided to me.
I mean, necromancy. We're not supposed to mess with that. Right?
Right.
Would you want to be brought back from death?
No! Oh my...
Even like, okay, let's say you die for like seconds.
Oh no, especially not. I thought you were going to say like hundreds of years and then come back. Oh, and be like, no. Oh, that's exciting, but like, no.
No, no. I'm talking like you've died for a couple seconds and you come back.
No.
I'm thinking of like Delicious and Dungeon.
Do you know, that's actually a little scary because I've like had a concussion. So I've basically done that, except for actually dying. But like when you lose time like that, yeah. It's scary.
I mean, that's what the pandemic has done to all of us.
Yeah, a little bit of time blindness there. You lose some of those memories.
But I can't tell if that's just because of that or because we're getting older.
I think it's a little bit of both. But yeah, I mean, you could tell me that I am still 30 years old and that it is the year 2020. I know, how would you know? I barely look 16. And I would believe you. 4 years has, like, there's no difference between that and, like, 2020. It could be a year ago.
Y'all.
Wow.
It's the great journey, girl.
But I'm also happy. Like, I want to be grateful because I remember being young and couldn't wait
to
grow up.
Young.
I know, I'm still young. But, like, younger.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to grow up.
Sure.
And I also used to think sometimes that things would pass so slowly. But I also just, because my life was kind of boring.
I hear that.
And I was just like, ugh, everything is so slow. And I want this part to be done so I could be doing something fun. And I would rather this than that, to be honest. Waiting around for something exciting to happen when I can just go out and make my own fun now. I like that.
God, that is what that book is about.
Ooh, gotta read it.
It's heavy.
I hear it.
Oh, what? What happened?
It's my giant cuspids.
You know what?
I'm about to wipe it all off.
Lipstick is meant to go on your teeth. I'm just saying that.
Well, and then what is that stat? It's like if you wear...
Oh, you eat like two tubes of lipsticks a day.
Right, right. Two a day.
Listen, put me on Biden's team. I will just say whatever on camera.
Yeah, you're on his cabinet.
Yeah.
At the Department of Lipstick.
Our people eat two tubes of lipstick a day. We need help. Give us $2 billion.
I don't like bureaucracy, but I also love the idea of like being so organized and like people driven that everybody has tiny jobs that really mean nothing.
Stupid.
Yes.
Stupid.
So I actually love the idea of like having a cabinet with silly little
what
jobs
do you
like
do?
That.
I don't know. I make copies about every Thursday.
I'm the director of the Department of Lipstick. You've probably heard of it.
I love that.
But do you like regulate shades and shit like that?
Would you love that job? Maybe not the lipstick job,
but... Like a silly little job like that?
Silly little
absolutely,
job like that.
Absolutely.
Do you think you would find that monotonous?
No. I think that I could bring variety to something that is monotonous.
Wow, you're a really good interviewer.
Thank you.
I would have been like, oh, yo. I don't know what the...
Where are we again? And then you start scootering. Exactly. No, I would like that. I do like the fashion industry. It's something that I've had as a hobby.
Yeah.
I do think about getting into it still as career-wise.
Why don't you?
Because the time it would take for me to get to the silly little job that I want in the fashion industry, I'd have to do too much bullshit, and I don't want to do that. I just want to skip to the fun little styling job.
Can I tell you?
And it's maybe not fun. I don't even know what it is, but yeah. It's not fun. Yeah. Yeah. You were a costumer. Tell us about it.
You know, I love the art of creating a person from the outside.
Yeah.
I do not love other people's opinions.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, I just think, listen, I can do my job. You've hired me to do my job. Why do you have so many opinions?
Why do you have so many opinions? And why are they all wrong?
And why are they all wrong? And why can't you voice your opinions?
But you said something about this in your time there makes me think about this all the time now, which is people communicating like commissions.
Yes.
And then especially if you are like hiring a costumer and you are a director or something, communicating the vision of that. How few people are actually good at that.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about how movies and shows that I've seen that are really, really good and everything locks into place,
yeah.
I'm like, who was there communicating yes. exactly what they wanted yes. and why are they so good at that? Because I really do think it comes down to that.
Oh, I think people kid themselves and they say that they're directors yeah. or stylists yeah. or visionaries. They don't got that.
No. And I mean, you can trust the collective process as much as you want.
Sure.
But those people have to have a little bit of guidance.
Yes. And you it's have not to know what you're slate. Trying to achieve. Yeah. You can't be like, okay, well, here's the 1985 production of Into the Woods, and we're just going to copy this.
Right, right.
Because then what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Joplin Little Theater. But you know what? I want to give credit to them. That's so mean. And they are not mediocre. They actually come up with concepts from time to time.
Yes, I agree.
But yes, people do sometimes want a carbon copy because it'll sell.
Which is fine. I'm not in theater to make money.
And if you're doing a revival, also, I think it's not so much pressure to come up with some new angle, because that is another end of the spectrum where people go concept, and I'm like, am I even watching the same show?
Like, what's that?
Spring Awakening.
No. Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the new production
Sunset
of it.
Sunset Boulevard.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. You're welcome.
And, yeah. Who's I don't
she?
Know about that.
Scherzinger?
Right.
Scherzinger?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memory?
Right.
All Alone in the Moonlight?
That's a different show.
Why are people obsessed with her? Why is she...
The one. I don't know.
The theater queen.
I guess we have to see her in person.
Maybe that's it.
Because that is very real, that's by the true. Way. If you're not into theater or you don't like going to live theater.
Yes.
You got to learn this. It's very, very different in person. And people that are popular in theater do not always translate to TV and film.
Well, that's why when you're watching bootleg copies of stuff and you're like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because
you have to
you're
be
not in the room where it happens. Right. Unfortunately, I think everyone needs to be in the room where it happens. Because it is a different experience.
Well,
it can be just a mediocre show, and there can be moments in it that make you say, oh, wonderful.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And if, like, from a performance standpoint, you're getting more from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we know this through movies now, too. Like, as an audience, it's like going to see a movie in the theaters.
Yes.
You're getting a different experience. Yes. It's not like watching it at home.
We clapped after Twisters.
We did. And I would do it again. And I'm going to do it tonight.
God, when all her friends die in that beginning, I'm just not expecting that. I'm sorry. I'm not derailing you.
I don't know how you weren't. Because if the formula says, she's got to have her trauma.
I really just thought they were going to be with her the whole time.
Mm-mm. So I said none of these people are on the poster.
Close call. They really got me.
Wow. And for someone who guesses the ending constantly.
I think I was just in for anything.
I love that, though. I think you got to go in like that, too.
This is where I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
It's the only movie I can turn it off to.
And they really held us through
really
that.
Really did.
Because there's something to that with theater as well, too. Like, you see certain performers come on, and you can go, oh, okay.
Now, would you call that,
I can
that,
sit
like,
back and I know.
Like their pathos, though? Is that
what
they
mean?
Call that? Like,
I forget what that means.
It's a sort of like... like a truth, like the person embodies some sort of truth that you're like, I am willing to believe them 100% because I don't know if they're necessarily committed, but they're in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in it with you.
It's exactly what we said earlier about, like, you can come to a point
where
you believe it yourself.
I think that's it.
And I think that there are people who are more naturally inclined to that.
Like, Nicole Kidman is believing it no matter what.
No matter what. And I doubt that she has to do a ton of work to get into that. Based on just the number of performances that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But, like, I think there are people who... And also, it's so great when it's on live stage as well because... When they make their entrance, you can feel it. And it's they don't even have to say a line.
It's special.
And it's the way they walk. You can't teach it.
I really hope that Death Becomes Her becomes a great hit on Broadway. Because it really was.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I had so much fun.
Great.
And I feel like Broadway is missing the fun.
Yeah.
And it might work.
Great.
It might work.
Yeah. Is it touring around right now, or is it breaking until it goes?
It opens this fall on Broadway.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. Great. Great.
I think it's just direct transfer.
Wow. That quick. Well, then it must be doing something wide, right?
I mean, considering we went and saw Devil Wears Prada, and that show sucked so bad.
You know it's in London right now, though.
Yeah. It can't be any better. Although, what's her name is in it?
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah. And I'm like, maybe. But who we saw in Chicago, Beth Level.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal, too.
I mean, big Broadway person.
It just didn't it was the music. I'm sorry, Elton. It was the music. The music was bad.
Yeah.
Nothing memorable. Could not tell you anything about
it. And that's so funny, because he's kind of like the king of, like, the catchy melody, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I don't know about that, but maybe.
I mean, he's got hit songs, I guess.
Disney guy? Besides Howard Ashman and the dead guy.
Alan Menken.
Yeah.
But the person who did The Lion King.
Tim Rice.
Well, but Tim Alan Rice Menken. And
they're listen.
He did all of those movies. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda and all of them were doing stuff for a while, right?
That is another show that I think I either waited too long to see it.
Oh, Hamilton.
Or yeah. B, it just doesn't translate.
Waited too long, I think. You missed the hype of the moment.
I did. And we were in New York. We couldn't see it.
Yeah, no. You couldn't see it there. No.
I
saw it in Chicago the first time. Mm. And I saw it once on stage. And I think that was all I needed. Because mm-hmm. I want to be very, very honest. It's good. And I like a lot of the songs. Yeah. It's a very long musical.
I just really like it when the women sing.
And that's, to me, those are all the best songs as well. And it's not as many as the boys.
It's like one act, right?
Right.
And it's like too long.
So yeah, I like a couple numbers from that, but it's not like I'm like, oh my God, yeah. I gotta go see it again.
Right. Yeah. I know, Six is coming and Scott wants to go see Six.
I would see that because I've never seen it.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
Okay, we should go see it.
We should go see that.
Wow, theater. Yeah.
Wow.
Are the people in your head good at acting?
Yeah.
Like when you're reading a book,
oh, yeah.
It's like totally immersive.
Oh yeah.
Like, I myself don't think I'm a great actor. I'm an okay actor. I'm a fine actor. Mm-hmm. But the people in my head mm-hmm. are stupendous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even have to read it twice. They already know what it's supposed to sound
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, how do I...
transfer that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you can. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe you can.
I don't know.
I don't know how to do that myself. And I do think that the art of learning how to act, yes. and this is why everyone who wants to be an actor should,
yes.
is understanding how to do what you want to do,
yes.
which is
yes.
translate that out, but without actually using that process.
Yeah, because
you yes. have to go all these roundabout ways
yes.
of like, this is how it actually works.
Yes.
And here's how you actually have to like
right.
turn out and project and all those things. Yes. And it becomes a different formula in yes. my mind to the product,
yes.
but it does achieve the result that I want. Or at one point it did. I haven't acted in
a
long time.
It's ritual, right?
Right.
It's a way of tapping into something that we don't normally tap into.
Yeah. I think it's practice for sure, and I'm out of it.
I sort of was thinking of this theory all week mm-hmm. about gay people.
Love it.
And queer people.
Yeah.
And how, you know, in ancient cultures, mm-hmm. queer people, especially people who they didn't necessarily think of them as transgendered people.
Okay, yeah, but like two-spirit or like...
Yeah, yeah or like, I'm just generalizing queer people.
Okay, yeah.
And somehow in the thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we've gotten away from lifting queer people up because I think queer people are so special in a way that they're able to see a lot of different sides of different issues because... Well, at least for our generation, we had to grow up sort of pretending to be one thing while also feeling completely different.
Yeah.
And I think sort of that compassion and that that fluidity of like being able to understand other people mm-hmm. and not just like binary.
Yeah.
And I think our humans have just completely gone, like, there are two things.
Yeah. Right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
Yeah.
And there can absolutely be no gray area.
Right.
And I just think that is the hurdle that I think we have to jump over in order to progress as a world.
Yeah, I agree. Getting, like, a large enough amount of us to be truly empathetic towards one another. Empathetic
and just, yeah, and just like compassion, showing compassion.
Yeah, I agree. Because, yeah, I think that it's like having tried to form an identity as a straight person.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of I'm not this.
Yeah.
And not a lot of like, who am I? Because that can be so scary and it could be gay. Well, so.
And I think that's why we have a hard time being like, okay, come up with a list of things that you love.
Because what, who are you first? Yeah. And who, a lot of people want to ask that question.
Yeah. Who are you? Yeah. And what's your favorite thing? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've had too many favorite things because I could have said the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, don't even get me started about how many people are thrown off of their paths because of like embarrassment and stuff like that at one juncture or another. That book, it's really sad.
Wellness, what's that in there?
Damn, keep coming back around to it. Really? The read of the year.
Oh, geez. Well, and after this long dry spell
of not reading.
Of not reading.
Yeah, or finding good content.
Yeah. Just like finding something that speaks to you is just really wonderful.
Oh, and I mean, it's funny. I kept kind of like, I don't know. I wasn't very eloquent when I said this the other day.
Oh, what is it?
But reading does touch in a different way. Mm. And it's like...
It really does.
When I know that I'm off my path and I'm being a little lazy about it, that reading can set me straight.
Because a book can make you think inwardly and introspectively about yourself. I don't think that's a real word, but I'm using it. Mm-hmm. And a movie just doesn't do that.
No. And oh, this is such a good point too, that I didn't learn until therapy, which is kind of like developing the skill to be able to look at your emotions and what's happening in an objective way or as much removed from your feelings so you don't get swept along for that ride. Mm-hmm. Reading helps you do that.
Yes.
But it helps you look at the things that you can easily get triggered by or swept away by in your normal life.
That was a book.
And movies are really meant to sweep you away. I do believe that through music and visuals, it's meant to take you on a feelings journey. That's my
opinion. 2 hours. You got 2 hours to experience that. Whereas a book could be 10 hours to 30 hours. Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
And so you're living with this sort of introspective, they're just ideas.
Right.
A book is nothing but ideas.
Right.
So your brain has to do all of the work.
Right. And the act of reading is a completely different absorption.
You are an active participant in that. Yeah. I don't think everybody is an active participant when they read.
And it doesn't work for everybody that way.
No, because I think some people can read a book and not visualize it, not hear
totally. And you can go through and like know things about the plot and know things, the characters' names, and not really absorb anything in your heart or like your consciousness.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel very lucky that I have been able to find those books.
Me too.
That really, I just like, oh, wow. Like, that's what's so special about the human condition, right?
It is. It's true.
And being able to, and that is something that a book can do that very little else, I think, can do.
I agree.
Which is just make you feel like a human.
Really, really affirm your humanness. Because
people write things in books still, and they've been doing this for so long that they would never speak out. Ideas that maybe are taboo, ideas that are, you know, explorative in nature, but maybe are messy in real life.
Right. Or, yeah.
And whereas you can sort of not really act on those things, but experience those
explore them.
And explore them in a healthy way and a different way in order for you to become a better person.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful.
It is. And I think we're also so curious about all types of different experiences. I kind of get mad at the like murder serial killer genre for a lot of reasons. But if anything, it has opened up this acceptance of being very interested in people who do very awful things.
Yes.
And we got it. We let that curiosity go. Listen, let it go. Learn.
People are, men are inherently violent.
Yeah, I believe that. Actually.
And I think the more that we are able to come to terms and be like, listen, there is a part of ourselves that is inherently violent, that is inherently terrible, and not shun it, not disrespect it, not try to bury it so deep down that you can't access it in a way that is healthy. Mm-hmm. And I think books sometimes can show you what happens when a person just lives that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like you can sort of see like sometimes their thought processes and you can be like, oh my God, I'm sort of starting to think along those lines.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You can start to think about yourself in relation to how horrible this person is being.
Right, right.
And it's like looking at a mirror without
committing the act yourself.
Yes.
Going there yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, but it is kind of this like approaching the edge.
Yes.
Learning enough not to go there yourself.
It must be like what people felt like when they first read the Bible, right?
Right. I mean, let's imagine that.
I mean, they read a book that was like, listen, give me your soul or you're going to total damnation.
Right, right. Yeah, that would be funny. I've never thought about someone being like, oh, what's this about? And like,
that's interesting. We sell a lot of Bibles.
That's interesting. Because I think I also, like, the Bible was taught verbally before it was printed.
Because no one could read.
Because no one could read. And then it was also, like, all of those old cathedrals have Bible stories, like, in the stonework as well. Because that's how they used to teach people. Because they couldn't read. And so my imagination immediately thinks people knew those stories before they could read them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, surely there has to be people out there in the however many thousands of years who goes, who picked that up with zero knowledge or background and were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I've never living thought of that before. Times. That's so interesting.
They just thought they were living in the end times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We have never gotten away from that.
Oh, no. And I mean, it's even a joke within the church community that that deadline keeps getting pushed back further and further. It's just, yeah, don't get me started.
I don't understand why you can't just say that. I think that is completely and utterly fine to say, listen, the end times are coming because the world is getting hotter. We are not doing anything to stop things.
Yeah.
We need to be a little more proactive,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think it is bad to say, to prepare, not be a prepper.
I see what you're saying.
But
to try to, like, course correct.
Course correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But they're going about it the wrong way.
Oh, totally. It's never a solutions thing.
No.
It's always just like, or like the solution is you have to live in this really restrictive way that does not acknowledge your humanness, that means everybody has to conform to something that is so boring.
Yes.
In order to live for eternity and do whatever you want.
Well, that's why they put those pictures on the temples, because they didn't want people to read and form their own opinions
and
thoughts.
It's just control. Yeah, it's all it is.
Oh my God, there's this whole part about the railways?
Railways.
Railroads. In America,
oh,
in this book.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
Bad.
James, I think you really need to read
it. I think I do. I mean, it's like the eighth time we've come back to it.
I just think because it's just been a long time since I've read something that is
so,
really...
so profound.
And I bought the book, and I think Oprah picked it as one of her books.
Okay, well, yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah, I mean, that's a hit or miss with her. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want it to be another Jonathan Franzen, or I don't want it to be like... I don't know, Jasmine Ward, who is a really lovely writer, but, oh, God, it's heavy.
Okay, yeah.
It's all, like, you know, Antebellum South.
Oh, okay, yes.
But she picked a right. She got it.
She picked right this time.
She got it.
She got it. She got the girls.
She got it
She got the girls together.
She got the girls. No, you know who this was?
Who?
This was Gail.
This is
Gail.
I saw
she
them in an interview.
The common man will like this one.
Oprah, you got to let me give one or two suggestions a year because people are getting bored.
Yes, yes.
I saw an interview with them the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And they were talking about like how close their friendship is and how they're really special and all that.
Is Stedman still in the picture?
I think he's still there. I think he's still alive.
Okay.
And they were like, yeah, and for years people used to think we're gay. We still have to kind of like fight off those rumors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then they... I don't know if this is true, because I actually did for a long time think that they were in a relationship, in a romantic relationship.
I just wanted them to be happy.
I think people really just wanted that.
It's kind of aspirational.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
And, but it's not. I really don't think so. Yeah. And they also said they're like, if it was, we would have told you.
That's what I think, because it would have been like, I'm sorry, money making.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's also like... they had an amount of privilege in this society at a certain point. Certainly Oprah, that they could have flipped it.
They could have flipped it.
Yeah.
And, disappointing. It's not disappointing. But live your life the way you want to live it.
I know.
don't regret anything. And if that book is too boring, don't finish it.
Don't finish it. Really? Yeah, seriously. And we still got like enough good Gail and Oprah content out there.
You know,
not that that's what they're there for, but it's just like, you know, what else were we wanting from them if they were together?
Oprah's fine for me.
Yeah.
I really like Gail. I caught her a few times on her morning show, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I do kind of like
She's great.
I think she's interesting.
Yeah.
And I think she's got some really grounded opinions.
Yes. She's great at news.
Yes.
Anyway. She's great at interviewing, too, I think. She does a lot of those one-on-ones with big people.
I like her, and I really like what's the drunk ladies. What are their names?
Oh, The View.
No. No, God. No, I hate them.
Oh, Hoda.
Yes, and Reed with Jenna.
And Jenna.
Yeah, because she reads.
Right. And it used to be Hoda and Kathy Lee for a long time, and they were getting drunk in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I mean, good for them.
Good for them.
They have to be there at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, it is like their after work drink at that point of the day.
Have you ever seen The Morning Show?
I watched the first season.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
And I could tell it was getting set up to get better, and I heard it did get better.
Okay.
Yeah. Some buy-in though on that first season.
I'm sure.
You just got to get through it.
I mean, you know, what a weird pairing.
It works.
Does it?
Reese Witherspoon comes from a different place
yeah.
that I think makes it work.
Manic dog
energy. You're going to get one or two versions of Jen, in my opinion. That's no shade. Some actresses, some actors just really have tight characters. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's perfect for her.
Because I think it's funny that she also plays one of her sisters on Friends.
Right.
Jill, I think.
Oh, that's such a good episode, too. And so she pierces her baby's ears and like, so funny.
So I was curious how they are, you know, 20 years later on the television together.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic, but it's good.
Okay.
And Billy Crudup's in it, too. Hot. I've had the biggest crush on him for a long time.
You know who's real baby girl?
Who?
Who's that guy on Succession?
Oh, the one that played Darcy?
Yes.
Yeah. What is his name? He was Tom on the show. Damn it. I can't think of his name. Obsessed.
Baby girl.
Obsessed. Obsessed.
I just think he is something special.
He's just so handsome.
Maybe that's it.
And he's also, like, he seems to be kind. And if you got into Succession...
Talk about horrible people, though.
Love that show. I fucking love that show. It took this baby girl persona, put him with the wolves, and watch him, like, fight and become a little gnarly or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Hot.
God.
Hot. Because he's, like, trying to be sweet Midwestern, but also, like, a fighter. Yeah. And it's great.
Succession.
I love him. I love it. Him. Oh. Do you know, speaking of homosexual fantasies, I would like to see the new Deadpool movie.
God, he is hard for him. Every single interview. What was that video that you sent me with him and that picture of young Ryan Reynolds? And he was like, okay, you're Ryan. You're the picture
you're
of
the
Ryan
interviewer.
Reynolds. He goes,
oh.
He like lowers his glasses and goes, what?
Yeah, exactly. There were three of them sitting next to each other. The interviewer brings out an old, like, shirtless, twinky looking picture of Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, he kind of just looks like Ryan Reynolds.
It was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but it's just kind of Ryan Reynolds.
Right. Oh, yeah. As you were saying. I was like, but it was him.
But it was. I'm agreeing.
And I mean, doesn't really try to play cool. Instantly, you're like, oh, he would take this and start gooning immediately if there were no one else in the room.
I think he would. I think we are almost to that point.
Where he's going to say it.
Where he's going
to
say it.
I think so, too. Now that he's divorced, it's just like, what else have you got to lose? At least do the buy.
Like him better. That whole weird thing that, like, maybe he's a Republican, maybe.
Oh, what? I don't know.
Oh, he was all chummy with Trump?
What? Hugh Jackman?
Yes.
Okay.
Trump.
I mean, not that he necessarily needs, like, a career revival or anything, because he's doing all right. But if that's what you, if you like sucking dick and cock, just do it out in public. I mean, not in public, but you know what I mean. Oh, he's with Ivanka. What? When was this? Friendship. We don't talk politics. This was in 2018, though. When he was in office. No. Nope. No. This is not...
Get everything.
Yeah. that was an Ivanka. No, that was Ivanka.
That was Ivanka.
Who was that? That was the daughter.
Yeah, that's Ivana. Where's that one that
is
likes
that not
the
their names?
I don't know.
Because I actually think that's their name.
Who's the ugly one that I like? Trisha?
That they would just wheel out for the occasional. Name?
Connie?
Yep. Let's call her Connie.
I love
she
Connie.
She looks like you. First of all. Tiffany.
Perfect name.
Tiffany Trump.
They're like, I don't know, name her after that lamp I have in my office. Tiffany.
It's true. And here's our son, Rolex. And our daughter, Bentley. Yeah.
I mean, eat it up. Remember when celebrities used to name their kids like celery and apple?
Apple,
and
yeah.
Carrot?
Oh, yeah.
Like, bring that back.
Oh, I'm into it too. Like, it's better than just another Kaylee.
Seriously. I mean, how many different times can you spell Lee? There's only a couple ways. And by that point, we're over it. It's like Brittany, Kaylee, yeah. Kelsey.
I want,
Memory.
Like, Beetle and, like, Dirt. And like,
that's right.
Lamp. Yeah.
Let's go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go on the, let's pull out the dictionary
and name
your kid Onomatopoeia.
Totally.
Call her Pia.
We want to make sure that 10,000 years from now, we don't have a ruler named Paul.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Boring.
That makes me so mad.
Boring.
I'm like, really? You went with biblical Christian names?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's part of the story, but yeah.
Those names aren't going to make it that far. I mean, they have made it pretty far.
They've made it a few thousand years so far.
And Jessica to me sounds like such a 20th century name.
Oh, it's so, yeah, Rachel.
Rachel.
But that's even an old name too.
Raquel. Yeah. That's all that. All of that.
All that from that. Wow.
Well, it's kind of... comforting.
Uh-huh.
To know... that our names haven't changed.
It's sweet. Yeah.
It's quaint.
It's quaint. But it is also very male to like pass on names.
Well, that's only because you have a name that's been passed on. I guess I kind of do too, but not the same as yours.
Yeah.
Do you think people should be allowed to pick their name?
Mm.
Like, your name is a placeholder until you're like, I don't know, you go and get your voting card, and then you're like, okay, pick a name.
That would be interesting. I think if there were more cultural things behind it, like, we're trying to prioritize who you are as a human and find out who you are, and now you get your name, and you name yourself. Like, if it was a whole,
so
like,
pressure.
A naming ceremony and all of that, like, if it was part of the culture, then yes. But if it's how it is now, and it's just like, we're gonna call you Steve
Apple Bottom
for
jeans.
10 years until we call you whatever we want you to call you. I don't know if that works the same.
I just think that's so much pressure to come up with a new name.
I do too, and it's difficult to switch over.
It is,
you know, after so long.
Switch over all the time.
That's true.
I mean, you know, maybe.
Well, you can also go and name yourself something else anytime you like.
I know. Well, I mean, yes. It's a lot of hassle.
Right, but you can.
You can just, like, tell your friends to call you something, though.
That's true. That's easier.
And then, you know, when you have to show your license, be like, eh.
It's this. Yeah.
It's But also, we are two people who don't go by our... Well, you kind of go by your first name
that's
now.
True. Yeah.
But
or like
my entire life was like, oh, no, I go by this. So I guess...
In our own ways, everybody's already doing that. If you don't like your name from birth, they're doing it. Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah.
I'm not Richard. I'm Dick. Of course you are.
Right. That one is silly.
Silly.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Do we want to do a little check?
White minute. White minute?
White
men.
Men. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What just it happened
was a chill
to you?
Ghosts.
At least it wasn't your wig cap this week. Well, listen, this week...
what did we talk about?
Make sure and write down some things that you love.
Oh, I'm going to keep a list this week.
Yeah, me too, because that was pretty pathetic on my side. For the person who came up with the segment.
I'm going to try to keep a list. I'm going to try to...
Yeah.
Something's chill.
Hate.
It's that wind.
Oh, do you not want it? Good. I was trying to give it for both of us, but fine. I'll just keep it for me.
Listen, the world is big and vast, and you should experience all that you can.
Yeah.
And
if you can't get out there and experience it in person, read about it.
There's this new thing called Roblox.
Roblox, yeah.
And they have...
that fashion game in it. That looks fun.
And you can visit Universal Studios, which I think might be really fun.
And you can ride all the rides. It is fun. It looks fun. I've only watched it.
I worked yesterday. Somebody came through the line. She's like, it's my birthday and it looks like it's going to rain. I'm like, oh, how sad. I would love it if it rained on my birthday. And she goes, well, I'd really like to go to Six Flags. And I was like, on a Wednesday at like 12 o'clock?
I mean, on your birthday when no one's there, though?
Pop off. Would you go to Six Flags on your birthday?
No.
Kind of sounds fun.
I mean, but I get dizzy now.
You don't like the coasters?
I can't do them anymore. I do like them, but I can't do them.
Well, I haven't been on one for a while. I'll try it.
Yeah. Anyway, go ride a roller coaster. See a show. Read a book. But mostly, be nice to yourself.
Read a banned book.
That's listen. So stupid. Oh, my God. Go on Roblox. I'm sure there's a library on there.
Is that what it's called?
Roblox, yeah.
Roadblocks.
R-O-B-L-O-X.
Roblox. Get out of here.
Ooh, Roblox.